Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jesse Ventura is scheduled to be with us with a lot of breaking news and information coming up in the next segment. Gerald Celente is with us for another 5 minutes. I appreciate him spending so much time with the Infowars.com family. Gerald, you were on fire there. You know, what's incredible is they've hired a lot of sociopaths now, and I see the police now have an article at Infowars.com, Gerald, saying that they're now charging people resisting arrest that if they start beating you with a billy club, you do not cover your face, and they're charging people who are in fetal positions now. That's resisting. So, I mean, it's just like they're trying to put people in life in prison for videotaping cops in public in Illinois. We have a criminal government, and now the bankers that own it are going to steal everybody's bank accounts. And even though the cops are going to lose everything, I predict just because of the uniform and the power trip, a lot of them are going to go ahead and enjoy it and thank their masters. The good ones are just going to get out, which is part of the plan, so it's a pure army of evil. I mean, I don't see how, if they put criminals in every position where they can just publicly do all of this, the sky is the limit. I mean, this is so incredible. It's so clear, Gerald, that Homeland Security has been set up so the banksters can carry out this orderly gang rape.
You know, Alex, remember the one thing. People don't like to get it in the pocketbook. It becomes a gut issue, an empty gut issue. Everyone out there that's listening, if you know a cop, let them know that they're not going to be getting their pensions if things continue the way they are. And the people that are protesting are the ones that are going to save their pensions. So just let them know. The other thing, too, of course, I've been getting warnings. Watch for the 3 or 4 a.m. raid because they're out to get to take me out. And then finally, what I really want to make a point on this, Alex, and drive it home. This release we sent out, the CME group guarantees, there are no guarantees. Again, it's not the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. It appears from what they've written here that the correct abbreviation for CME is the Chicago Mafia Enterprise. Because here's what Duffy, the vice chairman of that company, says. I want to make this 100% clear to everyone so you know how you're going to get shafted when it hits you. Quote, no customer has ever lost a penny as a result of a clearing member default. More than a penny's been lost, number one. Number two, quote, since we are the guarantor of every transaction that happens in our markets, we have to guarantee the performance of each and every one of these contracts. To do this, we hold more than $100 billion of collateral to support the transactions that are being done on our markets. Where's the money? Where's the guarantee? I say either Duffy, put it up or you don't have it. Oh, and you cops out there that are beating up people for resisting arrest, how about going after Corzine?
Well, they're bought and paid for. Let me throw this in closing, and obviously we'll get an update from you, Gerald, tomorrow, if you can do it. You've been very gracious with your time. I want to expand on this. You're not going to commit suicide. I'm not going to commit suicide. They could send SWAT teams in and say you resisted. So are you getting threats or are you getting warnings or both? What's happening?
Mostly warnings. Mostly warnings. Watch for the 3 a.m. raid because that's when they like to do it. When you're deep in sleep and your equilibrium is off. Yeah, there's no suicide in this guy's life. No, no. They're going to come after us, Alex. The white shoe boys don't like, the money junkies don't like anybody messing with their, to take their fix away from them. So things are going to get worse before they get better. And as I said, everyone out there, you know a cop, let them know they're going to get that baton where they're not going to like it.
All right, Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com. Thank you. Jesse Ventura, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen. It's pretty creepy to have the New York Times saying my film, The Obama Deception, is responsible for the guy that shot the White House, when all I do is point out that Obama's a puppet and the two-party system's become a fraud. Or that Forbes has come out and blamed myself and Gerald Celente, saying we're going to cause runs on banks when mega brokerage firms are taking people's private accounts, and CNN admits it's destroying confidence. It's still somehow our fault. It is so creepy. I'm going to get Governor Ventura's take on that a lot more. He joins us to give us the latest on his fight. Really, it's all of our fight. For due process, for the 10th Amendment, for the 4th Amendment, with the TSA now expanding out, they have announced, and I did confirm, we had a tip last week, they are going to be in Mall of America starting next February. And you'll see this announced in the news probably in January. But I have talked to insiders at Mall of America. TSA has put out press releases, video press releases, showing them in malls and at football games, NFL football games with the Buccaneers. And those articles are all posted with the videos at InfoWars.com. But I'll get Governor Ventura's take on that. He lives up there, so I wonder if he can't go to the mall now. They're also putting in Jumbotron telescreens saying don't trust anybody but Big Sis. So we've got that happening. We're going to get Governor Ventura's take on the protests, not just here, but overseas. Egyptian military justifies murder of protesters by pointing to American cops. That's an actual headline. Here's another one that breaks it down. Curling up in a ball to avoid police violence may be considered active resistance. They've got a police commander here on tape who defended police that beat people in field positions in the head with batons and sprayed them with pepper spray, as saying that is resistance to curl up. If you raise an arm to block when they billy club you, that is resistance. I mean, this is so comical now. It's like, what's that case we saw? Life in prison for filming police in Illinois. And I got thrown out of court, but the point is they keep trying it. Governor Jesse Ventura, best-selling author, obviously, hit TV show, Conspiracy Theory, new season almost complete, being shot, coming up next year. Jesse, what is it like for you, Governor, to I mean, I feel like I've woken up in the Twilight Zone. What do you think's going on?
Let me add this. From your initial comments of them blaming you and blaming people that take things to the public, that's an old standard ploy. That's called kill the messenger, not the message.
Yeah.
You know, where they don't want to talk about what you're saying. They just want to go after you for saying it. And that's a typical ploy. And, you know, I don't know. I'd like to think people are smarter than that. I'd like to think people see through nonsense like that, where when there is a whistleblower, when they attack a whistleblower, well, if there was nothing, if there was no information to give, there wouldn't be whistleblowers. If there wasn't bad things going on, there wouldn't be whistleblowers. So, you know, just buckle up on that. That's the old standard ploy, kill the messenger, not the message. And how they can possibly blame you and people like you who simply, you know, put out information. Hey, if your information's untrue, well, then it'll be untrue and it'll come out through the wash being untrue. But if it is true, then how can, you know, I wouldn't worry about it.
No, I agree, Governor. But it's just like the national media turned it around against you when you stood up for our 10th and 4th Amendment. When you did what you did, they pretty much unanimously attacked you because they know over 90% of people agree with you. They're scared. Even if they make us respond, they now get us off the offensive and exposing them. I agree. It's just still totally creepy and weird that, you know, headlines, Forbes magazine, talk show host Alex Jones and guest call for bank runs. No, we pointed out that they've taken now over $1.2 billion of people's private accounts at MF Global, with the former New Jersey governor Corzine running it, and Goldman Sachs and all them involved. And then you come out and talk about it and say, boy, I guess your money's not safe in a bank. And then they turn it around. It just shows they have nothing but contempt for the public. And I agree with you, Governor. I think people are starting to wake up. I think people are really starting to see through it because the baloney has gotten so thick.
I don't know. I'd like to hope so. But, you know, I'm doing a lot of interviews again dealing with my court case. And I'm still getting a lot of resistance of people with this attitude. Well, we haven't been attacked now in 10 years, so it's a good thing what they're doing at airports. It's a good thing that we're frisking down 95-year-old women and taking their Depends. It's a good thing when we're grabbing in the crotches of little children, because after all, it's keeping us all safe and we haven't been attacked again. And, I mean, these are the people, I don't know if it's the fluoride in the water or what has done it to them, but, you know, they're doing exactly what Ben Franklin warned when Ben Franklin, you know, warned us that those that will give up their liberty for security shall deserve and have neither, because, you know, you're not going to be free and be made safe. People need to understand that that was the great thing about our country, was this Bill of Rights and Constitution that allow you to come here and not be oppressed by government. Yes, it makes you dependent upon yourself. You have to have self-reliance to achieve, but that's good. And for our country to lose that, well, then we're nothing special anymore. And we're losing it because we're allowing judges and we're allowing the judicial system and our elected system and our executive branch to literally trample and destroy the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And these candidates that you have out there, you know, that claim they're constitutional and this and that, well, on the Republican side, in my opinion, half of them are delusional because they're sitting here telling us God told them to run. And anybody that makes that statement to me, I look at them like they're insane because they obviously are, you know, have voices in their heads. You know, a lot like what one of my conspiracies I'm looking into this year is the fact that are they doing that to people? Are they putting, you know, sounds and words and thoughts into people's minds? That's one of our conspiracies. Well, maybe the answer is true. Maybe they're doing it to half of the Republican candidates.
Well,
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.
Optics Planet, the go-to store for everything tactical, military, survival, and hunting, has redefined member privileges with a new exclusive online store featuring discounts too large to show the public. Optics Planet is proud to present DVOR.com. That's DVOR.com. DVOR is a members-only store with limited-time deals, not normally found at Optics Planet. We're talking 3 days or less. We're talking exclusive. We're talking up to 90% savings on the gear you want and need. DVOR.com. Are you a member yet? The prices on DVOR are so low our vendors won't let them be posted publicly, so you have to sign up to see the deals. Now through December 23rd, use the coupon code RADIO to save $10 off your first purchase at DVOR.com, or use the coupon code GCN to save 5% off most purchases at OpticsPlanet.com.
Man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold
grind. We're going to get into a host of other issues with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. You can get his best-selling book. It's amazing. 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read at InfoWars.com or bookstores everywhere. And by the way, Governor, you've also got your own site. We'll plug that here in a moment. But the governor hit something key. When I was flying out of Las Vegas a month ago, I was out there shooting some interviews and doing some investigations with Ventura. With Jesse, when I'm flying out, I you know, they had me in the business class, so I got to go to the short line. But everybody's body scanned at that one. I didn't know that, so I come out on the other end of the trap. And I say, I'm not body scanning. So they call me over. I start telling them that's going to give you cancer. They're like, no, it isn't. And then he says, I've got to do this. It's my administrative right, or you're going to face, you know, the other consequences, which are now, you know, they try to arrest you and stuff. And I said, well, I do this under distress. And he goes, it's my administrative right, as the groplage began. And people are like, well, why'd you go through it? I wanted to experience it, you know, kind of like, I guess, when Jesse was learning how to be tortured. You know, nothing compared to that. But, I mean, I wanted to actually see what was going on. Plus, I wanted to get home to my family. I'd had about 3 hours sleep. But he said, this is administrative. And he goes, it's my administrative right. And his eyes literally twinkled with that power. So I guess his administrative power will also protect him from the radiation, which the TSA's been caught lying about. Governor?
Well, that's just it. It's called, you hit the nail on the head, Alex. I learned from my court case, it's called an administrative law ruling. And it was back in the days of Woodrow Wilson when they created the Federal Reserve. As we all know, our Constitution clearly states there will be no central bank. So the way they looped that was Wilson back then created these administrative law rulings that the president does. And apparently our courts have let them stand up to where they loop the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And that's how they're able, TSA is able to do, and this guy's able to say that to you, because what happened was George Bush did the same thing in creating the TSA. He did it under a presidential thing where he signs it, and therefore it makes it exempt from the Bill of Rights of the Constitution. It allows it to loop the law. It's called an administrative law ruling. And that's exactly the essence of my court case of why I am not allowed to go to court to determine whether my Fourth Amendment rights are being violated.
Yeah,
because
of course.
And here's all they do. The Congress then passes this and gives the TSA the ruling of, okay, go make our airport safe. Well, when they give them that instruction, that means they got carte blanche. They can do anything they want to do to allegedly make the airport safe, and you have no control, you have no Constitution or Bill of Rights protection at airports. And the other thing that's unique about it is, like it was stated by my attorney, and here's another interesting thing, Alex. When they rule against you, as what Federal Judge Nelson did to me, they don't even do it face-to-face. They send you an email.
Yeah.
I mean, how pathetic and how cowardly is that? They won't even bring you into court, sit down, look you in the eye, and tell you why you can't go to court. They send you an email. But let me read what the order that my attorney, he said, her order dismissing our case for lack of jurisdiction reads much like the government's brief and does not directly address the gist of our argument regarding the constitutional absurdity of being subject to a secret order that can be changed in secret at any time and without notice and cannot be challenged in a district court.
Unbelievable.
Now, that's, she ruled in favor of that. And so when you go to an airport, you don't even know what the rules are. They don't even have to tell you. So you got all these little guys like that guy you ran into who are kings of their own domain. In essence, he can do anything he wants there. And there, you can't know the rules. He can grope you anywhere. He can take you in a back room. Hey, if I was a pedophile, I'd get a job doing this in a minute.
Well, they've caught a lot of them doing that, but that's key what you just said, because they admit now over 2 million Americans are on the no-fly list, no way to get off of it, won't tell you why you're on it. That whole thing is secret. No judge, no jury, the end of our entire system. They put 3-year-old kids on it. Now they're saying to drive down the highway, you're going to have their authorization.
Yeah, well, they'll do it with these administrative law rulings until we as a people stand up and tell them enough of this.
Well, that's what I'm saying. No due process worse than China.
What's that?
I'm saying no due process worse than China, and they just say administratively we say you can't fly, and now they're saying they're going to have an administrative no gun buy list, Governor.
I wouldn't doubt it for a minute. Every one of our constitutional Bill of Rights is being assaulted by our very elected officials, by them allowing them to do this.
All right, we'll be back. I want to finish up with this and get into JFK anniversary, all this stuff coming up. Stay with us. Jesse.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Sarah is our guest. We're going to get into a host of other issues. Aaron Dykes is also up there at the network riding shotgun. I know he's going to pop in a few minutes with a question for Jesse Ventura on the TSA. Aaron has to fly a lot shooting interviews for my films, and believe me, he used to like to travel. Now he's like, do I have to go on the road? And I, at a certain point, I have to morally say, no, you don't. Here's the company RV. But now they're going to set up highway checkpoints. Now, this dovetails into the protesters being attacked, the Bill of Rights under attack, all of it with Governor Ventura. But the heart of the matter is this administrative law. They set up the CIA in 47 and said it would be reviewable by Congress, but would be basically above the law. Now when the EPA shuts down selective power plants that aren't part of the insiders, they declare that it's administrative, that Congress has given them a blank check. But all of the common law and all the federal rulings until about the 50s and 60s stated this stuff is not even law. It's a fraud. So they just have made up, trumped baloney that they then slap on top and do things that the most authoritarian states don't even do. And now they're saying they're going to have a no-gun buy list, folks. Are you ready for that? You didn't do anything wrong. No judge, no jury. You're not a felon. You're on the list. TSA says they want to have a system where you don't get a job unless they authorize you to have one. This is a total and complete federal power grab. Governor Ventura, how far can this corruption go? I mean, I know they're now teaching police everywhere that the Constitution is not relevant. I see that in state and federal cases where the judge says to people, you don't bring the Constitution in my courtroom to lawyers. Is this not classical treason?
I would think so. You know, it'll go as far as we allow them to go with it, because ultimately, Alex, it's our fault.
It is.
You know, and for being laissez-faire, for being asleep at the wheel, whatever you want to say, for not being concerned, for living in our own little lives and not paying attention to what they're doing. So whatever happens to this country is ultimately the people's fault. Now, but you still can't blame them solely. There are some dastardly people that are running our country and dastardly people that are in control of the power. And, you know, it's very frustrating because you think no one's out there listening. You think no one cares because everyone just sits back and accepts it like lemmings. You know, no one voices any concern. Again, I would love to see the day where everyone would boycott the airport in protest, but you can't get people to do that because they think they've been made safe. They think that because of 9/11, this is required in airports to keep us safe. And it's going to spill out of the airports, and it's going to spill into everybody's life. And I guess nobody's going to truly believe it until they come up to your home without a warrant and they come inside to search it. And then I've even had people say to me, well, I've got nothing to hide. Why should I care if they do that? You know, that's the attitude you got out there amongst a great deal of people, Alex. Well, I'm not a criminal. I don't care what they do. I have nothing to hide.
Exactly. But what about government in history, the horrible things it does when it's not kept on a short leash, as our founders with common sense pointed out? But think about the precept, the idea that anywhere there's a potential danger, government has a right to put its hands on you, to stop you, to arrest you, to keep you safe. There could, well, then I guess you can't ride a horse. You might fall off and get killed. You can't go surfing.
And that used to be the greatness of this country. The greatness of this country was the fact that you could come here and be self-reliant, that you wouldn't have a government hovering over your head, and that, yes, we'll stumble and make mistakes. Yes, things will happen. But it's like what I used to say when I was governor. You can't legislate stupidity. People will do stupid things. That's also part of freedom, the freedom to be stupid. You have freedom to be smart. And freedom goes both ways. And you can't sit back and jury pick what you're going to be free and what's not going to be free.
Well, it gives the feds an excuse to go everywhere if there's a shadowy enemy they can't defeat. But let me tell you a quick story and get your take on it. And then Aaron Dykes has got a question, who's up there in the studio in Austin. Or I guess down there. I'm up here in Utah. I went to Meteor Crater, where one of the biggest meteors ever hit the Earth. And when I'd been there as a child, they let us hike down to the bottom. And the guy said, nope, because of lawsuits, even if you sign a form, lawyers still sue. They've taken the diving boards out of the swimming pools. They're taking the metal slides out everywhere. They're taking the merry-go-rounds out. Then I get to the Grand Canyon, and I said, these areas were open when I was in college. They go, not now. And they're even talking about getting rid of the mule rides, where you can't do that because somebody might get hurt sometime. And then I got to Monument Valley, Utah, and I hadn't read the fine print, and they said, oh, you're not allowed to go in 90%+ unless it's on a little truck and you can't really get off. You can just go to the front of it and look at them because somebody might get hurt. And, I mean, literally, this country is going beyond tyrannies we've seen in other nations.
Why do you think
nanny
I live
state?
Half the year in Mexico?
Yeah.
I go to things down there called the bloodless bullfights, where they don't hurt the bull. You still have the matador. The matador is in danger, but the bull isn't harmed at all. And so I don't have a problem with that. Well, one of the things, they do things in Mexico you wouldn't dare do here. Like, they got a thing where they take two people out of the crowd and they put them on a teeter-totter, you know, that goes up and down.
Yeah.
Only this one also circles like a propeller, and then they let a bull loose. And the bull charges, so you got to go up when the bull goes underneath you. I mean, it's hilarious. I turned to my wife. I said, oh, my God, could you imagine? imagine if somebody proposed this in the United States? See, I like living in Mexico because down there you're kind of on your own. And if you do something stupid, like if I go out surfing alone and I hit my head on the board and I drown out there, well, the Mexican people, they're going to feel bad for me and they're going to probably say a prayer for me and all that stuff. But ultimately, they're going to say, what a big dummy he was. Why would you think of going swimming alone?
Exactly. It's, I mean, that's what freedom is all about. And as you said, you'd rather face the danger.
Exactly. Than lose my freedoms. I would rather be able to go be stupid and go out into the water alone and kill myself than to have the army or the police on shore saying nobody's allowed to swim because you might kill yourself.
Well, that's always the greatest danger as well. Aaron Dykes, I believe Aaron's riding shotgun there. Aaron, you had a question for Governor Ventura?
Yeah, I did, and I wanted to go back to the great quote from Benjamin Franklin that he brought up regarding if you trade your liberty for security, you end up with neither. And how many things have we been asked to compromise our liberty on and under the name of national security and the rest of it where safety cannot be guaranteed? And with that in mind, I ask, how long has the government known that these X-ray body scanners are dangerous?
Oh, I don't think they've ever done proper testing at all. That's so sick. You know who put them in? Chertoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've got a...
He paid big money. He works for them now. This was your typical Halliburton payola.
But the reason I bring that up is because I've got a report here from earlier this month that the government studied these X-ray body scanners in 1998 and found that they were dangerous and could cause up to 100 cases of cancer a year. How's that for keeping us safe?
Yeah, there you go. See, they're going to kill you the slow way.
Well,
it's going to be people being multiple X-rayed every week till they finally catch cancer or get a tumor and die within a half a year.
Well, that's what happened in Vegas. Is I just abbreviated what happened. I said, listen, I'm not going through that. That increases cancer. I've seen even the articles in the New York Times. And they're like, no, John Hopkins says it's safe. And I looked at the guy and I said, John Hopkins, head of radiology, went public and said he never talked to them and did do a study for the government and found massive increases in radiation. And the guy responds and goes, this is a second generation. It's safe. And I rattled off the name of it and said, no, you're wrong. They've got an 8-year study at Boston Logan where they first put these in. A 7-fold increase in cancer clusters. And he said, nope, you're wrong, and then started his administrative rights garbage. I mean, it's just, you even want to help these people, but they don't care. It's too much of a power trip to be able to grope people's genitals.
Well, it's a case, too, of like I was so proud of that big Marine during the Wall Street protest that stood out there with his Iraq ribbons on his shirt, and he looked at those police, the stormtroopers who were getting ready to do in the protesters if they could, and he challenged them. He said, where is your honor? Where's your honor? And I say that to any policeman out there, any military person out there. Remember, you take an oath to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and always remember your honor. Is your honor more important, or is it your job?
Well, you know, Governor, that's a really good point. If the Constitution is dead, and that's what they teach now at the federal level, if it's dead, why do they still swear an oath to it to defend it from enemies foreign and domestic? We've definitely got some domestic enemies.
Oh, we've got huge domestic enemies against the Constitution and Bill of Rights. The majority of the leaders of our country seem to be that way, or who's ever in charge running the departments. It may not be the elect of the people. Maybe this deals like Colonel Prouty said in his book, The Secret Team, where he exposes who truly runs the government. It's the bureaucrats at high level who remain there after elected people come and go.
Well, look at Europe. They're calling it
blanche to do anything they want.
Look at Europe, Jesse. They're saying technocratic elite. They're saying all these former Bilderberg people, all these central bankers, they now are being put in as the presidents and prime ministers and are saying they're above the law. They're calling it technocrats.
Whatever they want to call it, but I'll tell you, that's why people got to support this movement against Wall Street. It's not a movement against capitalism. It's not a movement to make us communist, which is what mainstream media tries to portray it. What it simply is, it's a movement stating Wall Street, stop corporations. lying our politicians. Because unfortunately, Alex, I'll be the one to say this on the record as a former military person. You don't serve the people of the United States anymore. You don't serve the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Our military is the muscle for the corporate power. If they can't beat them in the corporate boardrooms, then they'll send in the U.S. Marines.
Well, that's what Smedley Butler said 80 years ago.
Exactly. And it's been going on for 100 years. Nothing has changed. All these wars are not wars for freedom. They're wars of corporate greed. Nothing more.
And these aren't even American corporations. These are New World Order.
Would these people attack us if we weren't over there occupying them?
Well said. Speaking of the Republican candidates, of course, CBS News got caught giving Ron Paul the televised portion 89 seconds and giving Romney more than 10. And then they got a memo where Bachman was only supposed to get 2 minutes, Paul 90 seconds. Paul was given 89 seconds. Now when he wins polls, they just remove him from the winner place. I mean, that shows how scared they are.
Oh, they're scared to death. Ron Paul's got him on the run. Hopefully Ron Paul will do something after they won't give him the Republican nomination, because rest assured he's not going to get it. And hopefully he'll be courageous enough and take the bold step to become the Libertarian and be our candidate. But we'll have to wait and see on that. But the rest of these, I'll tell you, they're delusional. How can you take someone serious who gets up there and tells you God told him to run? I mean,
cynically to get the evangelical vote.
So that means I guess he's going to be there and God's going to be telling him what to do. It's kind of like when George Bush was questioned on the invasion of Iraq. And they asked him, well, did you consult your father? And Bush turned around proudly and said, no, I consulted a higher father. And I almost fell out of the chair. I said, you mean this SOB wants me to believe he talked to God, and God told him to invade Iraq?
Well, that's like the head of Goldman Sachs says he's doing God's work.
Well, any of these evangelical people out there, if you buy into that, you're a bunch of idiots. If you really and truly believe that these high elected officials have been told by God...
Well, that's all that Romans 13 leads with, and they tell them that was Hitler's favorite passage, just do whatever the government says. You know, throw people in ovens in order to, it's of the Lord. It's very sick. The JFK anniversary is coming up. I know you're speaking at a prestigious dinner. Boy, they've now released the Arthur Schlesinger Jr. tapes of, and I've always been told this by Jim Mars and others, but now it's released that Jackie Kennedy said that LBJ had him killed. Now we have the deathbed confession that you first aired on TV last year, on television for the first time, of E. Howard Hunt in the confession. He lost the lawsuit when he tried to sue Spotlight, you know, 30 years ago. And now all these people have come out. I mean, this is pretty much open and shut now, Gov.
But it's not, Alex, because mainstream media, who have bamboozled us for 50 years, still will not say a word about it, nor will they admit that they were wrong. That Lee Harvey Oswald did not kill John Kennedy, and if he was involved, he certainly was not alone. And yet, mainstream media ignores everything you say and continue to do it, and they will never admit it. Alex, you could have a film of somebody shooting from behind the picket fence, and they still would not accept it. You know, you could have one of the shooters come forward, if they're still alive, and say, yep, I was the guy in the Dell Tex building, or I was the guy behind the picket fence, and he could provide all the information needed, he still wouldn't see the light of day. Because always remember from the power brokers, if they can kill the president and get away with it, what can't they do?
Well, there's always a bridge too full of humorous, but I agree with you. They certainly think they're invincible. Now, MF Global has taken 1.2 million of private accounts, and they're actually admitting it's illegal, but saying no one will get in trouble because Corzine is basically above the law.
Well, isn't that interesting too? And I'm glad. Isn't he a Democrat?
Yes.
Yeah, see? So it ain't just the Republicans. It's the Democrats also. And people better wake up to that. I've been harping on it now for 20 to 25 years that these two political parties are not the solution. They're the problem. John Adams warned us way back when they formed the country. He said the fall of the United States would not come from a force outside. It would come from within, and it would be when political parties take over the government.
Now, he said party factionalization, where we have a two-party dictatorship.
Exactly. It's just like pro wrestling, Alex. People wake up. In front of the cameras, they don't like each other. Behind the scenes, they're working together and earning money. That's exactly what pro wrestling is. And now, if you'll believe that for pro wrestling, why won't you believe it for the politicians?
Well, Gov, I'm just glad that you're on this TSA thing because you're bringing a lot of light to it and things are coming to a head. We had the big opt-out last year on Thanksgiving. We didn't launch that this year. We need to get groups pushed. Final questions and comments for Jesse Ventura. And, of course, we sell his book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, at InfoWars.com. We'll also give you his website, if I don't forget, on the other side, so get your pens and paper ready. And then Max Kaiser's coming up, and your phone calls with Aaron Dyke. Stay with us.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
I had almost forgotten this, and then it popped in my head. Tyrell called me last Monday and said, oh boy, the David Icke thing didn't go too well. I said, well, he was in the show two seasons ago. It was very fair. And he said, yeah, it just didn't go well. And he was just letting me know what had happened. And because David had put out a big article, and I admire Governor Ventura, Ike is a very charismatic guy. I believe what he's saying, and I appreciate his work as well. It's sad to see what happened, but Gov, you never talk about the TV show until it's out, but obviously this information is now out. So I want to ask you, you went to interview Ike in Pennsylvania?
Cleveland.
Cleveland, Ohio. And what happened there between you and David Ike?
Well, I don't know. He got all offended and told me to F off and walked off the interview. Simply, I was asking him questions about his expertise, and that's reptilians. And, you know, I go from a point of, you know, there is no dumb question. If I don't understand it, it's certainly not dumb to me. I was trained that way by Chief Warrant Officer in demolition when I went through Navy SEAL training, and that's how I've lived my life. And apparently he doesn't like to be questioned on anything that he believes in or anything that he espouses, and I think that's ridiculous, because if you believe in what you say, then you should have no problem discussing it with anyone. And I just found him to be one of the worst interviews I've ever possibly done, because he's not forthcoming at all.
Well, he had been sick, I almost wish you guys via Skype could do it again and you know, try it one more time, because, you know, 2 years ago you guys had a positive interview with him, and, you know, he's really great on so many issues, and I'm just, I mean, I know this, you guys were intending just to do a fair interview, correct?
Absolutely. Everything I did on that episode pointed to going to him to get answers, but getting answers from him is impossible.
I told him, I said, oh, no, they want to do an open-minded thing, and you're basically the star of this episode, this, you know, this interview, but it is reality, so sometimes things get crazy. There's so few of us that are really questioning reality and the officialdom.
He gets away with it because he tells you right at the opening thing, he looks right at you and says, nothing is real. Nothing is what it is. So when he opens that door, that means he can say anything he wants, and he doesn't have to defend it with any facts or anything, because nothing's real. And it's laughable when somebody says that to you, or to me anyway.
You know, we ought to get you and Ike on this radio show for a debate. That'd be interesting.
I had my, you know, I don't think I'd care to. I don't think it would go anywhere, Alex, because he obviously took great offense to me, and I don't know why. I, you know, all I did was ask him questions that were pertinent and things that I wanted to get, hopefully, answers to.
I just want to see you guys patch it up. Hopefully, before you go to Mexico in the next month or two, we can talk about it. But it's a side issue. I just don't.
No problem. I mean, I don't lose sleep over it. He goes on and I go on. He's making a lot of money, that's for sure.
What was the question you raised that he got angry at?
Any one of them. There wasn't one. There was the whole interview.
You know, I think he misunderstood reading his article, because he said he sat there for an hour and that he wanted to meet you and they didn't bring him in. I don't think he understood that with that, you know, with real reality TV, they want to keep you guys separate so the meeting's new. If you read his article, which you told me off air you haven't, I think he took it like it was a setup. He didn't know that the lighting guys were just, as usual, taking their time.
Well, I don't know anything about that, you know, and I'm not going to worry about it. You know, I'm there. I was there to interview him. He clearly didn't want to talk to me about anything, and when he did, he wouldn't answer any questions. He attacked me.
All right. Well, God bless you. I want you to have a great time down in Mexico. Be safe. And I know you're talking to libertarians off record. You might run, huh?
No, I wouldn't hold my breath on it. I've just spoken to them, and they've spoken to me, and the lines of dialogue are open. It's not anything farther than that. They'll have their convention in early May, and at that convention, they will decide who's going to be their candidate for the 2012 election.
Jesse, thank you so much.
Okay, Alan.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.